The center has shut down public access to its dog kennels, and staff members are wearing personal protective equipment and sanitizing the facility to contain the outbreak. Stein on Sports and the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast next.
WCBM News is brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Call Rod Barrowy at 410-266-1120. Call Rod Barrowy now at Safe Retirement Solutions, 410-266-1120.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
Listen every Sunday morning from 6:05 to 6:20 a.m. from the internationally known St. Jude Shrine in Baltimore. St. Jude is the patron saint of despair in hopeless cases. Sunday morning from 6:05 to 6:20 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, the Orioles aren't the only team in the AL East to be dealing with pitching injuries. Their opponent today, the Yankees, are too. Ace Gerrit Cole will go under the knife. Tommy John surgery, the team announced yesterday, and he'll be out for the year. And to top it all off, Luis Gil, last year's AL Rookie of the Year, has a right lat strain that cost him at least 3 months. Navy basketball looking to do something it hasn't done in 27 years, and that's make it back to the NCAA tournament. The Mid shocked Bucknell on Sunday, 83-77 the final, in the Patriot League semis to advance to the tournament final. They'll play American University, coached by former Terp Dwayne Simpkins, tomorrow night. And finally, Towson University's hopes for the NCAA tournament ended yesterday in the CAA semis in D.C. The Fightin' Blue Hens of Delaware beat the Tigers 82-72, the final to advance to the conference final. Towson's dream season ends at 22-11. Coming up in 30 minutes, the road is rocky for Felix Bautista. And that is Stein on Sports.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com.
At 10:06, here's the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast.
Temperatures warming up ahead of the front today and then somewhat cooler tomorrow and Thursday. No rain in sight, just sunshine. 71 today, 60 tomorrow, 62 Thursday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel. For Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 46 degrees in Dundalk, 48 in Owings Mills, and 48 in Moncton. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed. Listen to Talk Radio 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com. Kim Klasick Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, good morning, good morning, good morning. We're in the middle of a really good conversation here. If you're just joining us, just to let you in on it, we're talking about House Bill 24. Which has been introduced by Delegate Ryan Araki. And then also Delegate Kathy Shalega is also on this bill as well, which allows those that are not tied into the Chesapeake Bay Restoration Fund to be tapped in, especially those communities like in Middle River, where we have, well, according to Delegate Ryan Araki, they're all over the state of Maryland, which is correct because we had Jackie. Jackie, again, thank you for calling from Perry Hall. She was telling us about the issue she's having over there, and they're making them tie into a public system as well. So before the break, we had a caller named Mike. And Mike, thank you for calling in. I was coming up on a hard break, but you obviously know a lot about this, and I appreciate you for asking these questions. So I went in, and I know Delegate Ryan Araki's on the floor now. And so he's responding to my text now, but I did go in and I found the legislation itself because Mike did ask if, you know, when people are able to tie into this fund, would they then have to use a public system that is already in existence? Or do they get new tanks itself? And Doug Naraki just texted me back. He said, it is focused on getting off septics. However, part of the Bay Restoration Fund does allow for a new septic. The challenge in this case is the terrain, and it makes it so that the new septics will fail quickly, so getting on the sewer system is a more ideal solution. And so that's what I said before the break, is I believe it ties them into an existing system, which is correct. Thank you, Doug at Ryan Naraki, for sending that over. But if you go to the Maryland General Assembly website, you can find House Bill 24, and it says altering and authorized uses of a certain account of the Bay Restoration Fund to include the cost of connecting certain property using an on-site sewage disposal system to an existing water waste facility under certain circumstances. Okay. Now, as we heard from the delegate and from the young woman that went to go testify in Annapolis for this, they already have, from what I heard, waste, and sometimes feces that is already bubbling up over the ground. This is a very critical issue that needs to be handled like yesterday. Now, when we spoke to our friend Jackie, who called in from Perry Hall, she was saying that she didn't want to be a part of that public system. Which I can understand. I think that's what our caller Mike was explaining. But it looks to me like this Middle River neighborhood, it looks to me that they cannot get a new system due to, you know, the land that they're on. But not only that, this needs to be done yesterday. So if it ties them into a public system, I think that's really all they have as far as a solution right now. You know, right now, to make sure this isn't bubbling up over the ground. I've got Will in Beltsville. Will, did you want to weigh in on the septic systems here? Help me out.
Yes, ma'am. So Mike is correct. Now, this portion that Rocky's saying that, and you just stated about where the Chesapeake Bay Fund will pay for connection to a system, well, I can tell you from personal experience, these folks that come out from the county, I live in Montgomery County, a septic system. They will not tell you anything about connecting to a public septic or public sewage. If you have the ground on your property where they can do a test, a perk test, where they can relocate and put septic, they will do the cost for the equipment, but they will make you pay the labor for it. It cost me $16,000 to have a septic company to come in and install their equipment. And they would not listen to any type of avenue that was presented about how to go in with camera systems to inspect drain field, how to use equipment to augment anything with the drain field to clean them, how to treat them with any bio products that are out there that are utilized in the country. Maryland would not listen to any of that. They force your hand to do what they want, or else they'll condemn your septic, and which will then you can't sell your property with a condemned septic.
Oh, wow. Oh,
and
wow.
And that's where that might be getting tricky. Ugh. Down there.
Yeah.
Where they're trying to do something behind the scenes and potentially take those people's homes.
And that's what, believe it or not, Will, that's what a lot of people are saying in my text line right now is, you know, what's going on developer-wise, because that's my first thought as well. Now, the $16,000, so you had to pay that much for labor.
Yes, ma'am. I had to pay the septic company that labor for them to install the equipment provided by Maryland.
Wow.
And nobody has that. They have to borrow that unless they're, you know, pretty well off.
Well, no. I mean, look, we're talking every day about the taxes and the fees and the budget deficit right here in the state. I mean, everybody's, you know, bleeding out, not to mention the inflation, you know, nationwide, the gas prices. This is a nightmare. Well, Will, thank you so much for calling in and filling us in on this, because it looks like these neighborhoods are headed in the same situation that you unfortunately had to deal with.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate you. Wow, this is terrible. If you want to weigh in, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. I have to be honest with you. When I saw this story on Fox 45 last night, and I saw the woman, and I said to you, this kind of reminds me of a situation that my mother could be in. She's been in her house in Accokeek since 1991. And not to say that they have, you know, any serious issues right now, but she's living on a fixed income. And most of the people in the neighborhood are as well. You know, I grew up there. We grew up with the kids that lived there, and our parents still live there, right? And so if this was to happen in her neighborhood, I would be trying to help my mother out, right? And I don't think she could pay for this. I wouldn't even, you know, expect her to do so. But there are so many people that do not have, you know, children or family members to help them in a situation. See, this is another reason why when we look at Virginia, West Virginia, and all these other states that are not facing this deficit. See, this isn't a situation where Maryland can't even help us out. They don't have the money to help us out at all. And, you know, as Mike called in, thanks again, Mike, for calling in and telling us when it comes to that restoration fund, it really is just the equipment itself. It's not the labor. It breaks my heart because, regardless of how this all squares up, it's going to cost these people a significant amount of money. It really is. I got Dr. Gillen on in Stevensville. Hello, doctor. How are you?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
I'm doing well. What kind of light can you shed on this situation for us?
A few years back, they passed a $2.6 or $7 trillion infrastructure bill from Congress to do the bridges, the roads, and whatever infrastructure needed to be done.
Yeah.
They didn't spend it for that, but we had to hook up our neighborhood about 30 years ago. $5,000 for everybody. And, you know, that wasn't the end of the world. But then they had maybe 100.
Uh-oh, I think I'm losing you there, doctor. All right, we'll have Dr. Gillen call us back in. And he brings up a good point, too, as well. Yeah, that infrastructure bill, we've talked about this a couple of times. Because I even said, with the Key Bridge, remember the Francis Scott Key Bridge falling? And we sat here and we talked about it, and I said, well, where's the infrastructure bill money? What do you mean you want Biden to write a check? What do you mean you want Congress to write a check? We talked about this. I said, where is that money? Nobody seemed to know. And this is actually, what's interesting about it, this is where Congressman Andy Harris and I were going our separate ways, and I was talking about it even while running for office. I said, no, I don't think taxpayers across the country should be on the hook for the Francis Scott Key Bridge because as far as I know, Biden, his claim to fame, was passing the infrastructure bill. Where is the money? We didn't even get, and this is what they were calling Pete Buttigieg out on, if you recall, the former transportation secretary. We didn't even get the charging stations that we were supposed to get in the state. They said the money was going towards that, remember? And then you had Tolly Taylor over there at Channel 11 do a report saying, yeah, we don't have any new charging stations. And it's not like those are Republicans over there, Channel 11, calling out Pete Buttigieg. No, those are Democrats. Yeah. You know, I know Dr. Gillen was saying that $5,000 wasn't too bad. I guess because he's a doctor. I don't know. But when you're living on a fixed income, $5,000 that you're not expecting to pay is a lot of money. It's a lot of money. $5,000. That's a lot. I've got some text here. Let's see. Robert says, hey, Kim, when it comes to local government money and regulations in regards to this public sewer issue in Middle River, why do they have funds available for waterfront properties, but not for these other properties in close proximity owned by lower income African Americans? Is it because someone will profit more from flipping and or developing modernized waterfront properties on city water and sewage? And also forcing the poor black owners to move out and sell their property cheap to the sharks who will flip or redevelop the area. Yeah, Robert, the more and more we talk about this, the more and more it sounds like that's the case, isn't it? You know, when Jackie called in from Perry Hall, and she talked about Councilman David Marks, who's a Republican, and former county executive Johnny O, who we know is very friendly with developers, and she said they kind of made this decision during COVID. And then they had town halls, but it was just basically for theater because they already decided that they were going to hook them up on the public system. I'm telling you, this, it does stink, doesn't it? And I'm, you know, no pun intended, but it it does stink here. It really does. I got some more text messages coming in. If you want to weigh in on this, you definitely can. Let's see. I've got John says, Kim, I tried to get some money from the Chesapeake Bay Fund like probably 6 years ago. But that time you had to get three estimates and they would go with the middle estimate. And then I had to go, then I had paperwork, then I had to get paperwork and they wanted me to get an engineer. They wanted my sewer line to run through my neighbor's property. So I'd have to get an estimate from the neighbor. And then the neighbor went to go get a lawyer with me. John, this sounds crazy. But it sounds, you know, on par for Maryland, right? It really does. I do wonder, what did you end up doing then? If you don't have time to tell me, that's fine. But 6 years ago, if you were trying to get that money from the Chesapeake Bay Fund, it sounds to me, if that was the case, if you could access it, then you must have a waterfront property. I do wonder what the outcome was there. Because unfortunately, something like this with the septic tanks, and, you know, I live in Middle River, just so you guys know, most of Middle River. I mean, do we live on a swamp? Because it feels like it. It feels like it. I mean, my sump pump is running when it's not even raining outside. I mean, it's pretty crazy. But, you know, with this situation, and that's why I feel for this community in Middle River, and it sounds like Benji's Road. Is that by Benji's Theater, the outdoor movies? It could be. I'll take a look at it. But it sounds to me that there's no way to get out of this in either direction. I love the fact that Delegate Ryan Iraqi and Delegate Schlage are trying to help them out and at least get them access to the equipment, which would take the price tag down just a bit. But it sounds to me that regardless, the homeowner is going to have to pay for this. Now, I do understand that homeowners have responsibilities for their properties. I get that. But when you have this kind of situation, as the doctor had called in, and talked about the infrastructure bill, talked about some of these things that have been, you know, ongoing for quite some time, yet they were putting money into pet projects. But this is another environmental issue. And then you hear from Governor Westmore and others, oh, we need $1 billion towards climate change, right? We need $1 billion to lessen the emissions in the air. Forget about the air, Governor. What are we standing on? Right? I mean, this is crazy to me. And like I said, it's heartbreaking because I don't know how they get out of this situation without spending thousands of dollars. I don't think they can. We'll continue as we get back. Also, we want to talk about the continuing resolution. Of course, there's a big vote on Capitol Hill today. It's going through the House. And just so you know, if you go to WCBM.com, the poll question of the day is up by Renovation Real Estate. It is, do you think the House will pass the continuing resolution, yes or no? I'm going to go ahead and click yes. I don't think they really have a choice, but there's definitely going to be some grandstanding. Right now, you got Speaker Mike Johnson. He's holding a press conference talking about the CR. We'll see what happens there. But, in my opinion, I don't think they have any other choices. But please go to WCBO.com and partake in the poll. Imagine losing the ability to hear someone say I love you or the ability to hear a compliment. How about just hearing the birds chirp, your favorite song, conversation with old friends, Kim Klasick live, yes? See, losing your hearing takes a toll on you physically, emotionally, and socially. If this kind of suffering sounds familiar, and I hope it does not, but if it does, I want you to call Audiology Associates at 410-944-3100. Dr. Melissa Segev and her team take a gentle and empathetic approach for each patient's treatment plan, and they have a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Now, Audiology Associates is not brand new. They've been trusted in Maryland for over 44 years. They have offices throughout the Baltimore metro area, so you can get to them wherever you are. All you have to do is call 410-944-3100, or you can go online at aaiaudiology.com. When silence is not golden, call Audiology Associates at 410-944-3100.
Want the truth about investing in retirement? The stuff Wall Street does not want to tell you? What if there were a strategy to capture significant market gains without the risk of traditional markets? Interested? Bill O'Reilly here. Would you like a retirement strategy that allows you to retire with confidence without the fear of running out of money? Then please talk to Rod Barowi and the Safe Retirement Solutions team. 410-266-1120. 410-266-1120.
Children are the greatest joy and our best hope for a better future. Friends, they are the future. But did you know that millions of kids are facing hunger every day? Food is not just food. It's energy, health, confidence, hope, and even love. Yes, love.
Thank you! Learn more about how No Kid Hungry is helping end child hunger in America at helpnokidhungry.org.
The Rob Carson Show.
Hey guys, it's Carson. Tuesday on the show, Elon Musk says X is experiencing a massive leftist cyber attack.
Run away, right!
And the new Canadian premier wants to pick a fight with Donald Trump. Good luck with that, Junior.
Oh, goody. My Illudium Q36 explosive space modulator.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right. Good morning. Happy Tuesday to all of you. If you're in Baltimore region, I hope that you're able to get outside today. It's going to be gorgeous outside. You know, I'm excited. My Olivia is excited. So hopefully you can get out and enjoy the weather at some point in time. We did have Delegate Ryan Araki on, and he was telling us about House Bill 24 and the Chesapeake Bay Restoration Fund and some of the septic issues that we're having in Middle River. But, of course, we're having them all over the state of Maryland. And I love the fact that so many of you are calling in and sharing the issue that you've had with all of this. Earlier, I read you a text from a gentleman by the name of John, and he said he was trying to get access to the Chesapeake Bay Fund about 6 years ago. Well, John, please be careful while you're driving there. But John was able to continue the story for us. He says he's on Gray's Run Creek in Aberdeen. And the list of people they sent me to do the job, they were all contractors who did the new neighborhood hookups. I had to find my own plumber, and it was just too much. So I haven't done anything with it. John goes on to say, I'm sorry if it sounds jumbled. I'm texting while doing the talk to text. Yes, John, well, I appreciate you taking the time. And it sounds like John has not done anything as of yet. Gosh, this is a big issue. What a mess. And I think back to the bipartisan infrastructure bill. I think back to the fact that in Maryland, because of this deficit, and we still don't know what we spent the surplus on, but because of this deficit, Maryland can't help in this situation. They can't help anybody. And as we've talked about plenty of times on this show, those on a fixed income, I feel like they're always getting the raw end of the deal. I really do. I mean, is this how we're going to treat retirees? Like, let me know now. Is this what we're doing? Because I remember when Governor Larry Hogan was fighting to make sure that those that have retired do not pay taxes, which I am on board with 100%. 100%. But, of course, that didn't happen. And now, when you're looking at all the issues, and you're thinking about the inflation, you're thinking about grocery prices, you're thinking about, look, I can even say, point to President Trump with the tariffs. We don't know what's going to happen there. Right? We just got to, you know, trust when Herb or Tim Herb calls us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. He lets us know what's going on. But we don't know what's going to go on there. All of these things are adding up. Those that are living on a fixed income, I would like to say I apologize on the behalf of those that are supposedly trying to make your life a little bit better as you sat there and you worked hard your entire life and you were, you know, going towards the American dream. I'm so sorry. I am so sorry this happened to you. This is why a lot of people can't retire right now. It really is. I know people that have retired and then they went and got a part-time job because it just they can't make the ends meet. To those that are living on disability, right? To those that now are living on unemployment. That's what we were talking about the other day with those federal layoffs. It's a sad situation. You don't want to see this for your neighbors. Let's see. I've got Marty says, are there any developers active in that area? Marty, I'm going to have to check all of that out. I really am. Let's see. We've got John here says, Kim, I had a friend who lived in Marley, which is part of Anne Arundel County. He had a brand new split for your home that was built that had a well and a septic tank. When the house was about 4 years old, the county decided to run public water and public sewer down all the streets where he is because a new community was getting ready to be built. He was strong-armed by the county to tie into both the water and the sewer system the county had recently put in. They told him if he didn't, they would condemn what? As well as septic tank making his house unlivable. And even though this was 15 years ago, it still cost them close to $15,000 to tie the water and the sewer lines into his house. Ridiculous. Ridiculous. I mean, at this point, why own a home, right? What are they talking about? What's the thing that Donnie O says all the time? Attainable house? All right, well, we just all become renters at this point. I mean, this is craziness. It really is. All right, we're going to continue to keep our eyes on this. Marty, you asked a great question about the developers. I know some other people were wondering about developers in that area. I'm going to check it out and see what I can find out. Benji's is not too far from where I live. And I would, you know what? I would be interested to know if anybody has their eyes on that property. I wouldn't be shocked, because if it's where I think it is, and again, I'm going to check the map. If it's where I think it is, they're doing development all up and down that area anyways. I guess that's, yeah, that's Eastern Avenue, right? Benji's, the outdoor movie theater, Carol, what is that called? Carol Island? You know what? I'm going to check this out. Brian, the producer, is laughing at me. I'm a true woman when it comes to, like, I know to turn at the Walmart and there's a McDonald's. I know how to get back there. I know how to get to Bowley's Quarters. Anyways, I'm going to keep my eye on this. When we get back, we're going to talk about the continuing resolution. It is in the House. We're going to see if they can pass it in the House today. It's up for the vote. Also, Whoopi Goldberg made some interesting comments on The View yesterday. I've got the audio for you. Apparently, she believes men and women's sports isn't a big deal. Then again, I don't think Whoopi Goldberg has ever played any sports. I'm willing to bet my career on that. We'll talk about that when we get back.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Wall Street continues to struggle in the wake of yesterday's big losses. This morning, the key averages lower again, with the Dow in particular deep in the red. A U.S.-led delegation headed by Secretary of State Rubio is meeting with Ukrainian officials for talks in Saudi Arabia. Those discussions focus on finding a way to end the three-year war with Russia. The meeting comes hours after Russian air defenses shot down hundreds of Ukrainian drones over 10 regions. That happened overnight. A proposal to fund the federal government for the final half of this federal fiscal year has run into some opposition. The bill is expected to come up for a vote today in the House. It is expected to win approval. And a federal judge rules that DOGE must release its records of its activities, saying it is subject to Freedom of Information Act requirements. More details at SRNNews.com.
This is Pastor David Lewis at Cobb Hill Bible Presbyterian Church with a moment of truth. Captain Obvious would tell you that I talk about God and the things of God a lot on a moment of truth. Well, I am a Christian pastor, so it's what I do. But let me tell you why it's so important that you know who God is. God is omniscient. That means he knows everything about you, even better than you do yourself. He knows your secret thoughts, all the meditations of your heart, good and bad. In other words, we are completely exposed and defenseless before God. God knows everything perfectly, and he knows everything perfectly all at once. That brings nothing but confusion to human understanding, but there can be no confusion in divine understanding, because confusion arises from imperfection, and God, as we know, is perfect. But I want you to take comfort in the fact that a personal connection can be made between God and you, and therein lies your hope, because there are times when we feel hopeless, alone, or abandoned, as though God is just out of reach, but he's not. Let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God and his Son, Jesus Christ, and you'll find the peace that only he can give. This is Pastor David Lewis. The moment of truth.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
NFL free agency hit home yesterday in Baltimore, with five Ravens heading to greener pastures, and I mean in pursuit of getting paid. The headliners were Patrick McCary to the Jags, 3 years, $37 million, and Brandon Stevens to the Jets. Ravens GM Eric DaCosta at his postseason press conference saying Stevens is no surprise.
Probably going to have a chance to test the market and see what his value is. But he's helped us win a lot of games over the last couple of years.
And apparently his value is 3 years, $36 million. Sam Passaio's three-run monster shot yesterday was the headliner, but that's for the future. Orioles fans perhaps more zoned in on the performance of Felix Bautista, which is the present. Shaky at best last night, O's manager Brandon Hyde on his closer.
I thought he got better, a little bit better as the inning went along. Still kind of feeling his way through for me. That's his third outing. Year plus.
One inning pitched, three hits, two earned runs allowed, but the velocity was there at 98 miles per hour. It'll be the O's and Yanks this afternoon at 105 in Tampa. New York's ace Garrett Cole now out for the year after Tommy John surgery. Coming up in 30 minutes, Maryland basketball rises in the polls.
And that is Start on Sports.
It is. Another warm day today. Temperatures close to 20 degrees above the norm. And then a cold front comes along and cools us by about 10 degrees. So it's still mild tomorrow and Thursday. 71, the high this afternoon. Overnight, we're dry, mid to upper 40s. Tomorrow, more sunshine, 60 the high. Thursday's dry, 62. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
What if your business could see beyond what is and into what can be? Whether you're a local shop or global enterprise, Bank of America gives you access to a range of business solutions to help make every move matter. What would you like the power to do? Find out how at bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness.
Hey everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Insightful news, commentary, the best guests you can imagine, and also we are diving deep into the issues that matter, the philosophy that is guiding the left, what you can do about it so we can fight to win. So join us every single day where we talk about why the Constitution is the greatest political document ever written, why America is the greatest nation ever to exist, and what the citizen can do to rise against the regime.
The Charlie Kirk Show, starting March 17th at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. You know, like I said, I'm going to keep my eye on the septic situation, because this is absolutely awful. Again, thank you to those in Annapolis that are trying to tackle it in some form. I know this is going to be difficult. It's going to be heartbreaking, I'm sure, for all the families that are dealing with this, not just in Middle River, but across the entire state. It sounds to me that this is very expensive, regardless if you are able to tap into that fund or not. But at least it does ease, I guess, some of the pain, because it'll pay for the equipment needed. But the labor, whew. Man, I'm in the wrong business. Brian, the producer, you're in the wrong business, too. We should be putting in septic tanks across. I have a feeling we clean up. Da-doots. I'm just kidding. I know, I'm terrible. Also, want to correct the record really quickly here. Earlier, I said Delegate Nick Allen, as he was talking about standing with his trans brothers and sister. I got a message here. I love when Democrats listen to the show. But apparently, Delegate Nick Allen, he's not saying that he was in the closet. What he's saying is he stands with the LGBTQ community as a brother. Wait, so brothers in arms, he was talking about the military itself, right? But he stands with the LGBTQ community, and he stands with those trans individuals that are in the military. Now, somebody in the text line did point out, and so did somebody here in the studio, saying that some people were going into the military so that they can access all of this funding that's set aside for those that want to transition. I think that's also very wrong. I don't think you should be able to get gender-affirming care or whatever it is that they call it in the military. But I did want to correct the record. Delegate Nick Allen is saying that he's not gay himself. He's not a part of the community himself. He's an ally. Okay, but I will say, Delegate, so the picture and the post that you put on Facebook is very misleading, and I wasn't being rude at all. I was congratulating you for coming out of the closet, because I hear that it is not easy, okay? But you got it. I mean, you have to word things correctly, because that can be taken out of context, okay? Look, I was trying to be nice. This is what I get. What is it? No good deed goes unpunished. This is what I get for being nice. Anyways, we're talking about the continuing resolution that is hitting the House floor here on Capitol Hill. And that is the question of the day. It's at WCBM.com, brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Do you think the House will pass a continuing resolution? Yes or no? Now, I would say yes, because I don't think they have a choice. They have no other options at this point. Right now, let's see, 60% of you say yes, 40% of you say no. You do not believe that the CR is going to pass. As I mentioned earlier, Speaker Mike Johnson was doing a live presser talking about the CR. I understand that there are many Republicans that are not on board with it. Trust me. I don't think it solves much issue either. But at this point, you know, President Trump has already said that this is where we're headed. And I don't think that they have an option. But I can understand how some Republicans are still on the fence about it. Of course, when I thought about voting for, obviously, President Trump and all the Republicans in office, I thought, okay, we're going to get the majority in the House and the Senate and all this great stuff. I never thought that we were going to be able to be fiscally conservative immediately out the gate. I never thought that, right? This is going to take somewhat of a process to pull back all the spending. I thought what we're doing with the USAID, I thought is great. We talked about the post that came out of the State Department with new Secretary Marco Rubio. He was able to cut a lot out of USAID. I think DOGE, because of Elon Musk and their efforts, I think we're going to be able to cut a lot. But are we going to be able to just pull back spending overnight? No, because a lot of these are longstanding issues, and a lot of these are things that they've already put in place is going to cost some money. Now, we are seeing that there's a decrease of people, you know, at the southern border coming across. But I don't know about you guys, but I would still love to see a nice big fence up there. I know that's going to cost some money, but I would love for them to finish the wall. Now, I haven't heard President Trump talk about finishing that wall as of late. I don't know what he's going to decide to do on that, but that's going to cost us some money for sure. It absolutely will. Absolutely. In case you guys missed it, in case you're not on X, Twitter, whatever they call it these days, yesterday it was down for most of the morning yesterday. And I noticed it because when I was sitting here trying to read to you the tweets between Laura Loomer and Candace Owens, that beef that they had, I couldn't pull them up. The only thing I could really do, because I was paraphrasing a little bit there of what Laura Loomer was saying, but I couldn't actually access it. There were some of the posts that I could access because it was already open on another page on my laptop. But it was very hard to do so. And so I knew yesterday that there was something obviously wrong with X. Well, apparently it was hit by a cyber attack. And Elon Musk has already mentioned that the IP addresses that were used were from Ukraine. Now, that is still alleged. They did not confirm. The government has not confirmed that in any way. But he believes that the Ukrainians... Now, I think they said they found about 24 different IP addresses. So this was a huge group that was all in on this that decided to attack X. What was interesting is some people had their accounts compromised. Do you guys know Brian Kilmeade on Fox News? Well, I got a series of DMs from Brian Kilmeade. Now, I don't talk to Brian Kilmeade at all, okay? I think I asked him once about going on a show a long time ago. But there was a series of DMs, and it was obviously a bunch of stuff that didn't make any sense. So there were some accounts that were compromised. I saw this morning that some people still didn't have access to their accounts after they were compromised by this group. But just so you know, in case you haven't been on X in a while and yet you have an account, I would suggest going and checking on your account to see if somebody accessed it and put anything on your account, obviously, that you don't want anybody to click on and that you don't want there. So that's why I mentioned this, is that they had a cyber attack, accounts were compromised, and so definitely check your account to make sure that you haven't posted anything inappropriate that you didn't actually post, okay? I just wanted to put that out there. Also, this is day two, I'm mentioning now. This is day two of us not knowing where this individual that now has measles in Howard County, this is day two of not knowing where they went, okay? I checked the reports again last night. Last night, you had more people talking about it. CBS Baltimore was talking about this person in Howard County that traveled and all it said was overseas, and they came in through Dulles Airport. Where were they? Why is this such a secret? Why is this a secret? Where were they? Where did they contract? Where did they get the measles? Where? Where were they at? I want to know. Were they in France? Were they in Italy? Were they in Mexico? I want to know. And I don't understand why this is a secret. There's many times where we've had people in this country that contracted a virus overseas. And guess what? We would know where they came from. I think this is highly suspicious. I don't know about you guys, but I don't like where this conversation is going, which is nowhere. I don't like it. I don't like it. And I also want to know, because people should know, you know, in case they're thinking about traveling to that destination here in the near future. Wouldn't you want people to know? I would think so. Again, highly suspicious story to me, but I will continue to keep my eye on it. I did want to talk about Whoopi Goldberg. I know. I don't really want to either. But Whoopi Goldberg and the host on The View had Dylan Mulvaney on their show yesterday. Now, if you recall, Dylan Mulvaney, he became very famous for basically taking Budweiser down. I don't know how else to describe it. You know, he's the trans person that was in a Budweiser ad. And he was in a bathtub, and it was, bubbly, and he was, you know, he had Budweiser's on the side of the tub, and he was drinking the Budweiser. Meanwhile, he doesn't drink beer or anything like that. Well, anyways, as you can imagine, there were many people that purchased Budweiser that were not so excited about the direction Budweiser was taking their marketing. Well, Dylan Mulvaney, as I said, single-handedly destroyed Budweiser. Now, I won't completely blame Dylan, because there was a woman that was hired, of course, for DEI purposes. And she was hired to do marketing at Budweiser. And she decided that having a trans person in one of their biggest ads was a good idea. And so she went with it. And wouldn't you know, there was a ton of backlash immediately. There were people actually taking, remember Kid Rock did a video that he posted on his Instagram account. He actually went and got some Budweiser, and he took it out back and started shooting him the cans with his gun. It was like, never again. I mean, the whole thing, it was an uproar, to be honest with you. And I know for a fact that I would go places, whether it was like a sporting event or what have you, and if people, you know, they were selling Budweiser, people weren't buying it. They were not buying it. And if somebody was walking around with the Budweiser, they were getting teased. So there was a ton of backlash. Well, anyways, that's Dylan Mulvaney. And Dylan Mulvaney was on The View yesterday and talking to Whoopi Goldberg about men being prohibited from competing against women in female sports. Because remember, this is what the executive order that President Trump signed. I think it needs to be passed into law immediately. Obviously, it did go to the floor in the House. This was, what, 2 weeks ago? It did not pass. They needed 60 votes altogether to get it through. Something happened. It didn't get through. Riley Gaines, she goes on X. She was on Fox News. Everybody was very upset. It was just a couple votes off. Well, anyways, it needs to be in law. But unfortunately, right now, we're just dealing with an executive order that was signed by President Trump. But because of that executive order, they're talking about this. And so Whoopi Goldberg asked Dylan Mulvaney about men competing against women in female sports. Take a listen.
I wanted to ask you, because there's been all of this debate about whether transgender athletes should be able to compete. And last week, California Governor Gavin Newsom said that he thinks that trans athletes competing in girls and women's sports was deeply unfair. Now, I want to hear what you think, because I'll tell you what I think, too.
Yeah. The last time I played a sport, I was 6 years old, and I was on a soccer team, but I assigned myself as the nurse. So I sat with the Band-Aids. And so, in the words of Wicked, I am not that girl. A dear friend of mine, Skylar, he is a trans athlete. His handle's Pink Manta Ray. That's someone who I really look to for guidance. And, and I think that is what's tricky, is like, now stepping in this identity, I'm still like a baby trans. You know, I've only 3 years in. Tomorrow's my anniversary.
Your friend went from female to male and is competing with other males.
Correct.
No.
Yes. Her friend went from female to male and is competing with other males.
So Gavin doesn't have a problem with that.
Well, I think part of the problem that the trans community is facing, and it's the same problem that women face, is if you don't know anything about our bodies, you don't know how it works. So when you come in and you say, oh, you know, these are men, you know,
competing against women,
you're assuming that the women are weak and just can't do anything except be here. Have you seen female athletes? They know what they're doing. So I'm not sure what's going on or why this is an issue. The same for me as when people say, oh, you know, I don't know how I feel about you. You do. God doesn't make mistakes.
No.
And the challenge is not to the trans people, it's to the people who are not trans. That's what God is looking to see, how you treat people.
Yeah.
I liked your answer.
Thank you.
I liked your answer.
The mental gymnastics. What was that clip there, Brian, about 2.5 minutes or so? The mental gymnastics that they went through, the hoops that they jumped through. Oh, my word. Oh, my word. All right. So there you have Whoopi Goldberg, who's obviously very delusional, very brainwashed at this point. But there were so many different ways that she went in this conversation. I couldn't understand. Dylan Mulvaney sat there and said, I don't really want to speak on this, but I do have a friend named Skyler that transitioned from a woman to a man and is now playing in a sport with other men. Right? So Dylan was telling a personal story about how it flipped the other way. Whoopi Goldberg didn't understand that. Did you catch that? She couldn't understand that Skyler was a woman that went to a man. And so then Anna Navarro and Sonny tried to explain it to Whoopi. She still didn't get it, right? So she's like, and so then Whoopi, realizing she has no idea what's going on, she then says, because then Sonny said, oh, well, I guess Gavin Newsom doesn't have a problem with Skyler in men's sports now, does he? And then Whoopi Goldberg goes, I don't know what his problem is because, you know, women aren't helpless. Women can do... The whole thing was bizarre. Bizarre. This is where we are, by the way. We're in a situation where we've got people like Whoopi Goldberg. I'm hoping, luckily, not many young women watched that show, I'm sure. Not many young ones. But you've got all of these people, like Whoopi, that are trying to explain that it is just fine for men to compete against women. Now, there was a volleyball game that was, gosh, I want to say it was definitely on the news. I'm trying to think exactly where I saw it because I think I even saw it on CNN. It wasn't like Fox News or Newsmax. There was a young lady playing volleyball, and unfortunately, she was going up against a trans woman, which is, you know, a biological man. And unfortunately, when he came down with his hand to the ball, it ended up hitting this woman in the face, this young girl, I should say. And now she had to have reconstructive surgery on her face because of this guy basically punching her. I mean, think about it. It's basically getting punched like by a dude. Last time I checked, you know, we don't accept men hitting women. Last time I checked. But here you have Whoopi Goldberg that basically says, you know, people should calm down. Women are a lot stronger. They could take this on. You don't understand a woman's body. So then she throws in this whole, like, you know, the part of the abortion fight, right? Oh, don't tell a woman what she should be able to do with her body, whether she keeps her baby or not. The mental gymnastics, out of control, out of control. Well, if you can imagine, that clip right there upset a lot of people, including Riley Gaines. And I forgot about this part where Whoopi Goldberg says God doesn't make mistakes, right? She says God doesn't make mistakes. The challenge is not the trans people. It's to the people who are not trans. That is who God is looking to see how you treat people. That's what Whoopi Goldberg said. Doesn't make any sense whatsoever, right? If God doesn't make mistakes, then Dylan Mulvaney should still be walking around as a dude. Anyways, Riley Gaines, she then says this is blasphemy. Just when you think Whoopi can't get any more stupid, she proves us all wrong. And, of course, she's very hurt by this because she's the one that has been fighting, because she is a swimmer, has been fighting to get men out of female sports. Leah Thomas, who was at the University of Pennsylvania, competed against Riley Gaines and won the medal. Riley Gaines came in second in that competition and was beaten by Leah Thomas, which is a man. And so, of course, she has been taking this on head on. It's a sad, sad state of affairs to all of those that have daughters like myself. I am praying this is going to get better with time. I wish it was better today, but when you have people like Whoopi Goldberg and others that are completely brainwashed on this issue and that is going to sell this point regardless, this is why I'm talking about getting involved in Democrat primaries. The progressives that are on board with what Whoopi Goldberg just explained there, they have no business in office. None whatsoever. But this is what we're dealing with. Coming up next, we'll continue to talk more about this this ridiculousness from the View. But also, I have some tragic news from Alex Jones with InfoWars. And then at 11 o'clock, we will be joined by Kate Sullivan. There was an election integrity win in the state of Maryland, and she'll fill us on that.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.real estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at renovation.real estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
What if your business could see beyond what is and into what can be? Whether you're a local shop or a global enterprise, Bank of America gives you access to a range of business solutions to help make every move matter. What would you like the power to do? Find out how at bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from their professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
As a mom, I want my kids' lives to be filled with joy and possibility. And I want that for every kid. That's why I support No Kid Hungry. They work in schools and communities to make sure every kid gets the healthy meals they need. Please join me in supporting No Kid Hungry for all kids.
Thank you.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
There are men and there are women. There's an XX a chromosome, a woman, and an XY chromosome, a man. That's it. And anything else, they are mutations.
You have a very, very slight chance.
That's it. That's it. That you can feel like anything else you want. You can claim that you're anything else you want, but that's it.
The Morning Drive, 6 to 9 with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
This portion of the Kim Klasick Show is brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman, representing injury victims for over 30 years, on the web at maflaw.com.
All right, we're talking about men and women's sports. I know, it's a ridiculous conversation, but Dylan Mulvaney was on The View yesterday, and Whoopi Goldberg chimed in and said that God doesn't make mistakes, while looking right at Dylan, but God doesn't make mistakes, and that men should be able to compete against women in women's sports. And as I mentioned, I don't think Whoopi Goldberg ever played a sport, because had she done so, she would know that many of us women cannot compete against men. I think I've mentioned many times, I was a left forward in school. I played soccer, and if I had to go up against a fullback that was a biological male, I probably would have been knocked out, okay? I was very thin, believe it or not. Missed those days desperately, but I was very thin. And I'll say, yeah, I am. Thank you, Brian. I am obese now. I was very thin, but I used to get knocked around because I was one of those people where I was terrible at dribbling the ball. So I would do this thing where I would just kick it as hard as I can and then outrun everybody to it. Which it worked a little bit, but that was what I did. That was my claim to fame there. Well, anyways, I would do that, and then I would end up right at the fullback almost immediately, if you can imagine, right there at the goal. So there were many times where I was knocked down to the ground. There was times where I was pushed into the goalpost. There was times where I was like almost clotheslined. There's times, but guess what? There were other women. And at that point, girls, right? I was in high school, and that was my first year of college. So there were other girls that I was competing against. If it was a dude that I was running into like that, I might not be here today, okay? That's how serious this is. I got Lynn and Owings Mills. Lynn, you wanted to weigh in?
Yeah, hi, Kim. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
I mean, Whoopi Goldberg is saying that women can handle themselves. I agree to a point. When my daughter was in middle school, she played football, okay? Now, she had to play on the boys' team because there is no women's or girls' teams at that age level in middle school. I mean, we're talking American football with pads and helmets and everything else. She ended up being a lineman, okay? She held her own for 2 years. When she became 13, she had to quit. Puberty was setting in for everybody,
Yeah. And
she could no longer keep up with these boys that got bigger and stronger.
Yeah.
So Whoopi may think that women can hold their own. After puberty, I think it becomes ridiculous because the boys grow stronger and faster in the years post-puberty. Now, I was a coach, so I got to see it for myself, but I don't know where she's coming from.
Yeah, yeah, Lynn, nobody does. Thank you for sharing that, because you're right. You're right. Once you hit puberty, it's game over. Lynn, thank you so much. I hope you have a great week.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. And I mean, that's absolutely correct. I think I talked about it. I was a tomboy forever, and then as puberty hit, things started to develop. It was hard. It was hard to keep that up. They're like, wait a minute, Kim's not a boy. It's like, oh, yes, minor detail there. And so I wasn't able to play football with all the boys after a while. But then I couldn't anyways, because I would have got hurt. All right, coming up next, we're going to be joined by Kay Sullivan. She'll be on the line with us. There was a win when it comes to election integrity in the state of Maryland. We're going to ask Kate about that. And then also, you know, asking her what happens next. What else can we work on? Can we get voter ID? Is that something we could possibly get? I don't know. You never know. We'll talk to Kate coming up next.
Comcast Business helps turn today's small businesses into engines of modern business. It's how restaurants become reliably up and running neighborhood favorites. How retailers become seamlessly restocking, cyber securing must-visit shops.